Obviously, when making such a big decision in terms of international expansion, strategic planning would involve where do we stand now, who are our markets customers, who are our competitors, what are the markets where we can probably be successful. Now, clearly, when we spoke about the example of Kingfisher, then there was an urgency and a rush and an impatience which did not assess Kingfisher's position. They may have expanded fairly rapidly in India, but they should have assessed their position, how strong their position was to enter the international space, where clearly for a new Indian brand would not be easy. So such aspects were not taken into account, and we know the we know what happened. And also, your plans cannot be short term. When you're talking about strategic planning, and especially for international expansion, you cannot go in and zip in and out of a country, think that I will enter this company, capitalize on this market area, and make my profits and run off in a short period of time. That is not how international business works. You have to have a long-term horizon. Much, not even 3, 5 years, much longer than that, because it takes very long to build a reputation. If you are seen as a short-term player, there will be a lack of trust among the consumers for you only if they see a long-term commitment. For example, if you're going to buy a product and it is a product where you feel that if the company is in a hurry, they will make their money and disappear. You may feel like, why should I buy this product? Because tomorrow, if I have a problem with this product post-purchase, I won't even get after-sale service. I will not even get replacement parts. I will not even be able to have any customer service support or reach anyone. So something as basic as that, at an individual level. So think of it from a, society level. If it is perceived that there is a certain company coming into your country and you don't feel that they have given due strategic thought to the length of their commitment to your country, you feel that or there have been instances where in other parts of the world this company has entered and exited really fast. Entered, made profits, exited really fast, or entered, not really given time to break even, exited really quickly, then you may feel that they will replicate that in your geography as well, and you may not take them seriously. So, in all of these visions, missions, overviews, outlines, all of these things have to be taken into account, and long term is very, very important when it comes to this kind of expansion. Other aspects of strategic planning are setting up communication specific business targets for managers, setting up and communicating specific business targets for managers. There has to be constant communication. Now, measurement becomes very important when measuring success, monitoring and measuring. So, unless your target setting, unless your messaging is very, very specific and pinpointed, there will be a lot of hard work but not smart work. So even at a very local micro level, your managers or people they have sub-delegated to and onward delegated to and your associates, the communication needs to be consistent throughout. You cannot have a different messaging, because then somewhere along the chain of your employee chain, along your structural chain, the message of what your target is would be lost. For example, there could be a certain company where for now, what they want to focus is on revenue rather than profits. It could be a strategy. They may say that, first we want to gain market share, generate a certain amount of revenue. We have the pockets to sustain certain amount of losses for certain periods of time. Once we have generated, got enough of a market share, got our customers, and then we will focus on profits once we have a loyal customer base and we have penetrated the markets. Whereas another company may be more focused on profits, that we don't mind losing out on market segment. We do not mind if, you know, there are certain geographies that are resistant to us. Over and above revenue, top line, we want to focus on bottom line. So our pricing is going to be in a certain manner. Now imagine if this message is lost in transit from top to the bottom consumer, top to the bottom employee. So imagine an employee dealing with a customer and giving, you know, discounts and, you know, discounts and kickbacks and various other things just to source business, when actually the bottom line and profitability is something which is very important to the company, then that messaging has been lost. Then he cannot. Then he has to be able to forego a certain customer who's very price sensitive, and he has to only tap into those customers who are willing to pay those pricing which will help the company achieve its vision and mission. So specific pinpointed target setting, measuring whether that is being achieved or not, making sure this is communicated top down throughout the structure is very important. Now, clearly, when we were speaking about the Airbnb example, when it came to customer support, when it came to pricing aspects, it was lost in transit somewhere, translation somewhere, because the Chinese host started factoring in very high prices to compensate for possible damages, which was not how Airbnb was operating. And clearly that led to confusion and eventual, you know, exit. Various other aspects, different departments need to work in alignment together so that there is, you know, seamless flow of information, seamless messaging across different departments. This gives you an idea again of the flow chart of how the process is, right from analysis, review, putting your strategy together and implementing. Again, repeatedly I'm mentioning that strategy does not conclude with the implementation phase. Post implementation comes the very important ongoing phase of measurement, monitoring, evaluation, and control, where you see do modifications need to be made, do changes need to be made, do we need to evolve the product, do we need to evolve, change the pricing, do we need to change our messaging, do we need to change our marketing. So measurement and monitoring and evaluation and re-tackling the market, is all of these elements are extremely important in the entire process. The process does not conclude merely with implementation. Some of the integral elements of reviewing your external market, business environment involved understanding customers' behavior pattern, satisfaction levels, trends in terms of product offering. These elements would be very vital in analyzing your business environment before you actually make the plunge of entering a certain market. For example, you may have heard of the US brand called Target supermarket, which is very, very popular all over the US. Now, one would think that, like a lot of the other international supermarket retail chains, Target would also want to expand internationally, because they have been such a success. And also, again, they are low to mid-range as far as pricing is concerned. So they may have a very large appetite in a lot of other countries and geographies. However, Target has chosen not to really expand beyond the US. And to some other people, you may wonder why, but they have had their own considerations and possibly their analysis of, you know, their competitive advantage in other countries may not have given them a very strong motivation to expand geographically. So just because other retail brands have moved into other countries, other supermarket brands have moved into other countries, doesn't mean that that one formula is enticing enough to all companies to do that. So they have their own criteria and they have chosen that it is not in their best interest to expand geographically. Now, various elements of the SWOT, the SWOT analysis, which is your strength, weakness, opportunity, threat analysis, has to be at several stages undertaken by any corporate looking at expanding internationally, and some of the elements involved in this we will be looking at now. So your marketing planning has to be very, very strong, and your SWOT analysis on this has to be very strong, because messaging becomes one of the most important elements of how you are perceived by the consumer, how you are perceived by a new geography and a new market especially. You have to look at your existing portfolio, your existing competitive strengths, what are the innovative technologies you can use, you have access to, and of course you have to look at the weaknesses. What is it in your portfolio that is outdated? Now, when we talk about Nokia, the Finnish brand Nokia, they at one point of time, they had, in terms of the their market, they were very, very successful. But look at the look at how outdated their products became, and today you don't really come across anyone carrying Nokia products. So the weakness, were they aware of it in time? Did they do, were they ahead of time aware of what proactive measures they should take, invest in their technologies, invest in their product development, invest in various messaging to be able to combat their outdated product offering, or realizing that the markets are moving in a certain direction as far as Androids are concerned and smartphones are concerned. So did they address that? Probably not. So opportunities have been lost out by companies which have not expanded well. Now, here, let me also mention smaller companies. I want to mention about smaller countries rather. While we're talking about companies and strategic planning for international expansion, very often we tend to only associate that with very large countries. But now look at a company like Slovakia. And they are a small, they're a European country in Central Europe. And their international trade is very interestingly almost 185%. So their international trade, which is both exports and imports put together, is almost 185-190% of their GDP. So you realize, I mean, some of you may wonder, like, what could, you know, like, what is really happening out of Slovakia? But interestingly, Slovakia is the largest car manufacturer of the world in terms of per capita number of cars. They have made their market so attractive, their geography so attractive, that whether it's a Volkswagen, whether it's a Kia Motors, whether it's a Land Rover, whether it's a Peugeot, they all have plants out of Slovakia. So you see that it is they have analyzed their businesses, have analyzed their strategies in a very, very comprehensive, smart manner, and overcome the threats, overcome aspects like fluctuating exchange rates, various other elements plaguing the region, and they have capitalized on their opportunities and being able to become this country with so much participation in international trade, given their size. Even in terms of imports, they are importing crude. They are importing crude petroleum. They are Germany, Russia, China, France. These are some of the larger trading partners for Slovakia. They are importing broadcasting equipment, but at the same time, you see, they are also exporting very heavily. And as I said, their external trade as a percentage of their GDP is very, very healthy. Now, likewise, when in the past I had spoken about Ireland. Now, even for Ireland, where they already have an environment which is very, very positive from a taxation point of view, which has attracted companies like Microsoft, Google, etc. They also have a very healthy export demand from Ireland for pharmaceuticals, for medical equipment. So once again, their external trade is so healthy that they have managed to, their external trade is almost 222% of their GDP. So when it comes to strategic planning, when it comes to capitalizing on opportunities, overcoming threats, doesn't have to mean larger the size of a country or a company, the more successful they will be. More than the size, it is the strategy which matters. So national, regional aspects, all of these are integral parts of a well thought out strategy. Another very important part, which I have stressed again and will stress again, is tenure. You know, goals need to be longer tenure, measurable. Messaging needs to be clear, concise, communicated, and things need to be realistic. In the case of Kingfisher, the ambitions, though noble, that they want to conquer the international skies, it's a matter of pride. But somewhere that pride and ambition got into the way of keeping things realistic and practical, and obviously led to the scenario that that actually led to the downfall of the company. In the planning and implementation, location, ownership, functional, operational approaches, all the way to the centralized, to the decentralized level, all of these need to be kept sight of. When it comes to promotion, different in this digital age, especially in this digital age, it is very, very important to have a good mix of promotion and distribution. Now, we don't know whether people are responding. A company should know whether people are responding more to digital marketing, more to traditional, your television, radio marketing, more to your mailers, search engine marketing. So there has to be a, just because the future is digital and just because the knowledge economies are and geographies are so dependent on information through information technology, through telecom sources, doesn't mean that one formula works for everyone. So when it comes to promotion, marketing, distribution, you have to have a multi-point strategy, both for promotion and for distribution. See what works for you. Is it direct selling? Is it tie-ups? Is it your outdoor advertising? Is it your television advertising? Is it your brand endorsements, events, etc.? Different channels will work for different companies, and one has to have a healthy mix and not assume again that digital is the only way to go, because for some, the marketing in a very traditional manner might actually be sending the right message. The final stage that we keep talking about, the monitoring, evaluation, control, is very important. I cannot keep stressing that, because if your strategy is not working the way you thought it would be, unless you are monitoring, evaluating, measuring where you are headed, measuring whether you are actually generating results compared to what you had projected or envisaged, you will keep deploying time and resources and money behind a strategy which is not working out. So when Mattel decided to exit China after just 2 years of opening their flagship store there, at some point of time, within 2 years, they decided we are already $30 million down. We have spent 2 years of time, resources, etc. But clearly, we are not making any headway here. We do not think culturally this concept is going to take off with the population and the children here. And they decided to stop deploying any further resources behind this project, despite the fact that China is such a large market. Now, they would have been able to take this decision only because they monitored, evaluated the situation versus what the results were versus what their projections had been. If no monitoring had happened, possibly this depletion of resources and a lost investment could have gone on much longer than actually it did. So they cut their losses. Yes, they were exiting a very populous market, but they may have found a better return on investment, a better return on their equity by deploying the same resources in another market, even if it was not such a populous country. So your measurement, comparison, assessment becomes extremely important. Various numbers, at the end of the day, number crunching is a very important part of strategic planning. So measurement in terms of numbers, measurement in terms of customer satisfaction, we get those ratings and reviews and feedback messages and tabs and all of those. Or someone is actually compiling those and measuring those and decisions. That is all being factored into strategic decision making and strategic planning. So to measure, analyze, identify, and then to address in an effective manner where you are headed versus what you had initially projected. If you have to rework, re-strategize, how is it that you are going to change it? How will you identify what you have to rework? How you are going to relaunch? How you are going to reconvey your message, re-communicate your message? All of these things are a very important part of the monitoring and review and analysis stage if you want to have a success when you are re-strategizing or reworking an already implemented strategy. Based on these financial ratios, based on these parameters, is where you can generate a better result for you when it comes to the absolute numbers, whether it is sales, profits, return on equity, all of those things. So when we are talking about analysis and review and companies exiting countries or exiting markets, possibly they have done their study of what was our market share, what was our debt to equity, what was our return on investment, and if they have not met certain targets or certain milestones that they had, then it's probably time to reconsider reallocating their resources elsewhere. Thank you.